They saw Agar coming down the hall with a thump and a drag and a thump and a drag. They knew they were cornered. Skeeter looked at Bowie. He said, there must be another way out of here. He said, down in the laboratory, he said, there was another door going out. Bowie says, there's another door back going around the fireplace. When I say three, Bowie, he says, make a dive for it. Get down on your stomach and slide right past him. He says, all right. Agar was just a few feet. He says, boys, you can't get away. He says, now you come with me and let's finish the experiment. Then I'll turn you loose. No. Skeeter said, three. And the boys took a big running and dive and slid right under his feet and all the way out. They ran into the big parlor. They tried to open the door. It was locked. They tried all the doors that might lead somewhere. They were locked. He said, let's go down in the laboratory. So they started down the laboratory, but behind them they could hear a thump and a drag and a thump and a drag. Skeeter ran to the other side of the laboratory, opened the door. It was open. He says, come on, boy, this is it. And as he opened the door, he noticed that steps went down into a sub-basement. And finally, when they got to the bottom, Bowie said, Skeeter, he said, this is a dungeon. He said, you can't even get out of here. He said, he's really got us now. Skeeter looked up. In the outline of the light from the laboratory, he saw Agar. Well, you really got yourself in this one this time. He says, now if you boys will just come up. He says, I promise you I'll turn you loose. He said, no. He says, oh, in that case, I'll have to come down after you. They heard a thump and a drag and a thump. They were huddled in a corner, and as they were huddling there, Skeeter looked way up. There were old boxes, cobwebs. And he saw a light. He says, look, that's a window. The boy looked up. He says, it is. He says, maybe we could get out there. He says, quick, get the boxes. They began to pile the boxes up towards the window. Skeeter said, give me a boost. He said, no, you go first. Boy, he says, go on, try to open it. Skeeter gave him a boost, and he started climbing way to the top. Skeeter looked back. Agar was halfway down the steps. He said, hurry, hurry. Bowie got to the top. Sure enough, it was a window. He tried to get the latch open. It was rusted. Skeeter yelled at him, hurry, Bowie. He said, I can't. It's rusted. He said, kick it out. Do anything. Bowie gave it a big tug, and the window came open. He said, it's open. Bowie started to crawl out. He realized that he better turn back and help Skeeter. He reached down. He says, come on, Skeeter. He said, I can't. He said, I gave you a boost. He said, get another box. Skeeter looked. There was Agar standing at the foot of the steps. There was a box a few feet to the side. He needed that. Agar started a thump and a drag. Skeeter grabbed the box. He put it down. He jumped on it, reached up just as Agar reached to grab his leg as he went up. Agar says, oh, no, you don't. And he, with his big, strong arm, he started to knock the boxes down. Bowie reached in just in time to grab Skeeter and was hanging there on the wall. Bowie began to pull him and pull him. Agar looked up. No! He put a couple boxes himself up. He started to reach up, and just as Skeeter's feet began to go out the window, being pulled by Bowie, Skeeter felt like an iron claw on his leg. I think he's got me, Bowie. Bowie reached down and he saw the bony fingers of Agar clutched like a steel vise around his wrist. He says, now you'll never get away. Skeeter looked up. Bowie, run. Run for help. Do something. Run. Bowie got up, started to run, and turned around, came back. He said, I can't. I can't leave you. He says, run, you fool, run. Finally, he saw a great big stick. He said, I'm not going to run. He went over and he kicked the other side of the window out, reached in, and with all his might, He clobbered Agar over the head with the club. Agar let out a scream and released his grip. With Skeeter's other foot, he gave him a kick, and they heard a crash. Bowie grabbed Skeeter and pulled him through. He says, "Come on, now run, run, run." And the two of them ran and ran and ran and ran until they got all the way to the school. Finally, when Skeeter went to his room, he was completely exhausted. Jackie looked up. He says, "Boy, you must have been studying. Anyone that gets that tired from studying," he says, "must really been studying." Skeeter said, "Jackie, we weren't studying." He says, "What were you doing?" He said, "Don't you know the test is tomorrow?" He said, "I know it." He said, "Jackie, you won't believe this." He said, "We were over in Agar trying to he tried to take the spirit out of me." "What?" He said, "The dome, he's a mad scientist, and he was killed by Agar, and Agar's there now, and he's trying to control the whole world, and he was trying to take the spirit out of me." He said, "Skeeter, I think you need a good night's rest." He said, "I don't know what you were up to, but," he said, "it sounds all very crazy to me." He said, "It's the truth, you can ask Bowie." He said, "I'd rather not ask Bowie. He probably has the same story you do." He said, "He does, because it's true." "Skeeter, if that's all so true, why don't you go down and tell Mr. Woodworth?" He said, "Jackie, because he'll think we're crazy just like you do. As far as you're concerned, you think I'm crazy." "Well, I didn't say that. I just said, maybe you have an imagination that's kind of wild." He said, "Okay, Jackie, you have it your way." The boys finally went to bed. The next morning, when the boys were taking the test, Jackie worked very hard that evening, and he was doing real well on it. In fact, he was one of the last boys to leave the class. And finally, Mr. Woodward says, "Well, Jackie, your time is up." He says, "You put in a lot of work, and I'm sure you've made a passing grade." He says, "I wish some of the other boys would work as hard as you do. I will have the grades ready for you right after lunch." He said, "They'll be on the bulletin board." Jackie got up and said, "Thank you, Mr. Woodworth. I hope I'm on there." He said, "I'm sure you will be." But that afternoon, after lunch, when the boys were pushing and shoving to see if their name was up there, Skeeter said, "Jackie, you want me to go see?" He said, "Oh, I sure do." Skeeter got on his hands and knees and crawled through all the legs and finally got up front. And he started going down the list, and down the list, Hugo Barnes, Horace, and he named them all. And at the very last, Skeeter Hoyt. "I made it! I made..." And then he remembered. Jackie wasn't on there. He crawled between the legs again. Jackie says, "Did I make it?" He said, "No, Jackie, no. Did you make it?" "I was the last one." About that time, Mr. Woodward came out of his office. "Jackie, I want to see you." "Oh, Mr. Woodward, you had me scared. I didn't see my name up there, and I suppose you forgot it, huh?" "No, I didn't forget it. Come in here." He closed the door. "Sit down, Jackie." "Yes, sir." He says, "You had a pretty nice grade." "I hope so, sir. I worked hard." He said, "I bet you did. How hard do you have to work to copy answers?" "What?" "I said, how hard do you have to work to copy answers?" "Well, I don't know, sir. Why?" "Jackie!" And he reached into a drawer. He says, "You know what this is?" "Yes, sir, it's an answer sheet that you showed us in class." "Where did you think I found this?" "I don't know, sir." "You don't know?" He said, "I found it in your desk." "In my desk?" "Jackie, you're a clever boy, but why you would hide it in your desk, I don't know." "I have to turn this over to the headmaster. You're disqualified from basketball." and I don't know what any other action will have to be taken. Says you might be expelled, Jackie. But sir, Jackie, the evidence is conclusive. I checked your grade, and you've got everything right except two. Now, a clever boy like you isn't going to get them all right. He says, you wanted to make me believe that you worked this without getting answers, didn't you? But it didn't work. He says, I want you to report to the headmaster the first thing in the morning. Jackie didn't have much to say except, yes, sir. Is that all, sir? You may go. Yes, sir. When Jackie got to the room, Skeeter looked up and he could see tears in Jackie's eyes. He said, Jackie, you didn't do it, I know it. He said, did you? Oh, Skeeter, you know I wouldn't go in there and cheat. He said, I'd rather be kicked out. That's what you're going to get, Jackie. He said, I heard the boys talking. He said, Bowie stopped by. He said, you're in trouble. He said, oh, I don't care. He said, if that's the way they do around here, he said, I'd just soon go home. Jackie didn't say much all that evening. But there was a group of boys that were saying a lot. And heading that group was Hugo Barnes. He had a few of the boys gather out on the campus under the big oak tree near the cement bench. He says, all right, boys, gather around. I have some news for you. He said, especially you leaders from the other dormitories. He says, you know Jackie Anderson? Yes, we know him. He said, well, he is caught cheating. And everybody stopped. What? So Barnes was telling the boys from the other dormitories about Jackie. He says, you all know Jackie. He's been caught cheating. And there was quietness because most of the boys who knew Jackie knew that, well, they just didn't think he'd do that type of thing. He says, tomorrow he reports to the headmaster. He says, I don't know what's going to happen. They may send him home, but if he doesn't, he says, we're going to have to put him on the silent treatment. Skeeter, who was in the group and was listening, wondered what that was. And some of the other boys didn't know. He says, what do you mean by that, Hugo Barnes? He said, well, the silent treatment is that no one talks to him, no matter where he is, except his roommates in his room only. And finally, he got the boys quite riled up. He said, okay, that's what we'll do. Skeeter, who rushed up to the room immediately, went over to Jackie. He said, Jackie, he said, you know what they're going to do to you? He said, I don't particularly care. He said, they're going to put you on silent treatment. He said, what's that? He said, well, no one talks to you except me and Mo Guy in the room. He says, well, I don't care. He said, well, that'd be terrible. He said, well, if that's all they're going to do, he said, I can take it. He said, the thing that hurts me most, I won't get to play basketball against Silver City. He said, that's what I miss. That night, Jackie could hardly sleep. As soon as he got up and finished his chores at the horse barn, he started over to the headmaster's house. He knocked at the door. One of the upperclassmen opened it. He says, yes. He says, they're expecting you, Jackie. Come in. He sat down on a bench and waited. In a few minutes, the boy said, you may now go in. Jackie opened the door. The headmaster was at his high desk, working on some papers, and finally, he looked up over the top of his glasses. Jackie Anderson? Yes, sir. Come here! Yes, sir. He walked up. According to this report from Mr. Woodworth, that you've been caught cheating on a test. He says, no, sir, I didn't cheat on the test. Mr. Woodworth said you did. He said, the answer sheet was found in my desk. I didn't put it there. The headmaster pushed down his glasses a little farther and looked over the top. He says, young man, if you're lying to me, he says, things are going to go very bad. Jackie, he said, you came on recommendation from Tom, and Tom's a good friend of mine. What he said in your report, I believe, and I'd hate to change my mind now. Jackie looked him straight in the eye. Says, sir, I'm telling you the truth. Says, I didn't cheat. I didn't take the answer sheet. I didn't stick it in my desk. Somebody else must have. I wouldn't do that. Said, even if I didn't get to play basketball. The headmaster leaned back in his chair, tapped his pencil on the desk. Well, Jackie, said, I'm going to tell you something. I believe you. Jackie's eyes lit up. You mean? He says, I believe you, but until you find out who did it, he says, I'm afraid you're going to have to stay guilty. He says, but I may never find out who did it. He said, I think I'll leave that up to you and Mr. Woodworth. He said, that's all, Jackie. Jackie started to leave. He says, sir? Yes? Isn't there punishment like throwing me out of school or something? The headmaster smiled. Oh, not yet, Jackie. Said, you see, I still believe you. Yes, sir. Jackie left. Skeeter and Mogai, Bowie and Brandface, and Mike and John were all standing in front of the door. He said, what happened, Jackie? What happened? He said, well, nothing yet. He's going to think about it. Jackie didn't want to tell him what he said. Hugo Barnes came down. He says, well, how's our little cheater? Jackie looked up at him. He says, Hugo Barnes, you better watch what you say. He said, I'm just telling the truth. Mogai stood up and walked. He says, big pale face with fire in hair. Keep a mouth shut, huh? He says, well, I just saying what I thought. You think too much. He says, all right. He says, all right, fellas, come on. He says, I want to talk to you. He says, all right, starting now, Jackie goes on the silent treatment. Understand? They all shook their heads. All right, silent treatment. He reached over by Skeeter. He said, listen, Skeeter, you and Mogai have the right to talk to him in your room, nowhere else. And he says, from now on, until further notice, no one talks to him. The boys all agreed. Finally, when they got in their room, Skeeter was very anxious. He says, what did he say? He says, well, Skeeter, I'll tell you and Mogai. Jackie and Mogai and Skeeter got to their room. And Skeeter said, what'd he say? Jackie says, well, he said this. What's wrong? They were in their room, and finally Skeeter said, Jackie, what did he say? He said, well, I'll tell you and Mogai, and he said, don't tell it to anybody else, but the headmaster told me that he believed what I said, and I said I didn't do it, and I really didn't. He said, I know that, we all believe you. He said, Bowie doesn't believe you'd cheat. He says, well, I'm going to be on restriction, and that is silent treatment, and he said, I'll be restricted to my room most of the time. He said, I can't play basketball. He said, but I think I'm going to find out one of these days, very shortly, who did it. Ski said, and I'll help you. He said, I really will help you, Jackie. He says, you keep your ears and eyes open. So the next few days, whenever any boy at school saw Jackie coming, they'd turn their backs or walk the other way, and no one spoke to him, not at the dinner table, not at breakfast, not at supper, not in the horse barn, or not even in class. And it was pretty hard for Jackie to take whenever he met anybody, including his friends, even Skeeter. When he met him, Skeeter would turn his back and then had to wait until he got to the room. He said, I'm sorry, Jackie. He said, if they saw me talking to you, he said, I'll be in the same boat. One evening, Mr. Woodworth got a hold of Jackie as he's coming past his door. He says, Jackie, come here. I said, yes, sir. He says, sit down. He said, I talked to the headmaster. He told me what he thought. And Jackie, I didn't want you to think that I was accusing you, except on the evidence. And I want to tell you something. I don't think you did it either. Well, somebody did. That's right, somebody did. Jackie, if you could find out who did it, you would be completely innocent. But until then, you cannot play basketball. He says, you're guilty until you prove yourself innocent. He said, because the evidence says so. He says, that's all right. He says, I don't suppose I'll prove it before the big basketball game Friday. He says, no, I don't suppose you will. None of them knew as they were saying this, but there was one who knew who did it because they saw it. Hugo didn't know that the evening he and Horace went down to get the answer sheet, there was one witness, a witness who came out of the cage and down the hall, looked into the door, and saw the boys in there. And he was the one, when he saw him, when he got back to the room, says, Hugo did it, Hugo did it, Hugo did it. But of course, no one knew that, except Crackers, the parrot. So during the night, the parrot would sometimes wake up, and whenever he'd hear the boys talking, that is during the day, Bowie might say, I wonder who did it. Well, every time he heard, I wonder who did it, Crackers would always say, Hugo did it, Hugo did it, Hugo did it. I said, oh, keep quiet, Crackers. Every time you say who did it, it's Hugo Barnes. And even in the middle of the night, sometimes, the parrot would wake up, Hugo did it, Hugo did it. And the boys thought that was rather strange, and he kept repeating that. But the day that the big game was to come, Mr. Woodworth announced in class, he says, tonight on the bulletin board, you'll find all those boys that are eligible to play against Silver City Academy. And of course, that was the big thing. Hugo, who was, of course, the captain, stood up, said, I expect the team to be there on time for practice tonight because tomorrow's the big day. And he gave a big speech to the boys. Mr. Woodward finally took over and said, and outside is a notice of all the boys to report. And of course, when Skeeter got out there, everybody was around the bulletin board, so he couldn't get in. He looked around for Jackie, and way down the hall, standing against the wall, without anyone around him, he saw Jackie. Skeeter walked down, and he was ready to talk, and he shook his head and ran back, crawled through all the feet, way up in front, read the bulletin board, and finally, at the very last one on the team, Skeeter Hoyt. There was no Jackie. He read Mike and John, Bowie, and all the others, about a dozen of them, and he was the last one. Finally, as he crawled back, he walked down the hall again, halfway down, shook his head back and forth. Jackie dropped his head and looked down at the floor and slowly turned around and began to walk up the steps. Skeeter felt sorry for him. Finally, he followed him on up. As he was going up the steps, Hugo Barnes yelled, Hey! Hey, Greenhorn! Yes, sir? He says, Your name's on the list. I put you there just in case. He says, More likely you're not going to play. Well, it's up to you, Hugo, I guess. He said, I know it is. That's what I'm telling you. And he says, Mike, you're not going to play either. Understand? He says, Yes, sir. He says, he looked at the rest of them. Bowie, he says, we might use you. He says, Yes, sir. And finally, he looked at Brandface. Brandface, you're in. Yeah, thanks a lot. He looked over at John. He says, probably you're in, too. He says, and of course, my friend, Horace.
Yeah, I'm always in. I knew that.
He said, that'll probably be the starting lineup. He says, get a good night's sleep. He says, tomorrow is going to be the big day. The boys started down the hall. And as soon as Skeeter got inside, Jackie just plopped himself on the bed, put his head in his pillow. Mogai and Skeeter sat down on the chair. And all they could hear is somebody sniffling. Skeeter finally got up and walked over. He said, Jackie? He said, Jackie? Jackie turned around and took his sleeve across his eyes. He says, "What?" He said, "I'm sorry." He says, "What are you sorry for?" He says, "I'm not." He says, "I'm sorry I don't get to play, but," he says, "but I have a strange feeling I'm going to find out who really put that in my desk, that answer sheet." Next afternoon was the day of the, that is the day of the big basketball team that game that evening. So Jackie stayed confined, and when anybody would see him, they would always turn their heads and walk the other way. Skeeter and Mike and John and Bowie and all of them had to go to a basketball practice meeting that afternoon to see who was going to be the starting lineup. Later that afternoon, several buggies and wagons drove up. Skeeter was the first one that saw him. He said, "Hey, Bowie, come here, look." Bowie says, "Wow." Skeeter looked at him. "I told the basketball players?" He said, "Yeah, they're giants. We'll never beat them." He said, "Yeah." He said, "I guess I better go tell the rest of the fellas." Skeeter ran down the hall as fast as he could and practically bumped into Hugo. He said, "Hey, Hugo, look at those guys out there." Hugo rushed to the window. He says, "Yeah, I know." He said, "They're big guys." He said, "They don't scare me." He said, "They scare me." He said, "Well, you're not going to play." "Yeah," he said, "that's what I'm afraid of." He said, "Hugo, you just don't like me." He said, "How did you guess?" He said, "I can tell." He said, "If I need you," he said, "I'll call you." That afternoon, Mr. Woodworth met with him, and they went over their final plays. Skeeter was there too, but he knew he wouldn't get to play. And as Skeeter listened to it, he kept shaking his head. He said, "But those fellas are so big." He said, "I bet Jackie'd know what to do." He said, "Jackie and I and Mike and all of us, we have a lot of plays that we could do." He said, "We could do the old statue play." He said, "What are you talking about, statue play?" He said, "You wouldn't know about that." "Then no, and I don't care to."